It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
My most favorite vegetable of all is broccoli. Haven't tried to grow it yet, but I understand there's a vegetable that's closely related that might be one we can all try to grow because it's fast maturing. And tell us about the kohlrabi.
Yes, kohlrabi is in the broccoli family. If you like broccoli and you like that mild flavor of a broccoli, but not a really strong flavor, and you want something that's juicy and crunchy and just delicious, try kohlrabi. This is actually an old vegetable. It comes from Russia and Eastern Europe, where they grow lots of it over there, but it's becoming quite a hit in Europe and the United States. It looks like a little broccoli seedling with a big ball right attached to the base of it. That ball is what we eat. That's the kohlrabi. And you want to harvest it when it's about the size of a small tennis ball. It comes in a number of varieties. There's one called Bias with a B that comes from a river valley in northern India that I actually have been there. So I've seen them growing up there. There are varieties that have purple skin, like purple Vienna, and green skin, like true Vienna. So there's a number of varieties. There's one I really like called Super Schmelz. That's a 10-pound kohlrabi. As you're growing it and that kohlrabi gets big enough, then you want to harvest the whole plant. You just cut it off right at the ground level below that ball, peel it, and then that reveals that pure white flesh that's the same with any of the varieties. It's great for dipping. It's also good for making slaw, and I even made fries out of it, and it was delicious. So if you're looking for something new to grow, something a little unusual, try kohlrabi. It likes cool temperatures, so don't start it now. Wait till maybe August, and then start some seedlings. Get them in the ground. In about a month, you'll be eating kohlrabi. Whoa, whoa.
Listener question from Penelope in Craftsbury. She says, I listened with great interest to last weekend's session on eradicating gout weed. She says, I have a patch on my brook bank, which leads right into Lake Eligo. I had it dug out over the past couple of days. Can I mulch the area before putting down plastic in an attempt to hold that soil in place, or will that defeat the purpose?
So, Penelope, what I would suggest you do is you talked about creating a 10-inch wall or ditch at the bottom of the base of that slope before it goes into the lake. That would be a good idea. Dig it out, create an area there, so if you do get any erosion, all that soil will kind of collect in that ditch and not run into the lake, which is really important not to have that happen. But as far as putting the organic matter, I think it's fine to put it down there. If you want to put it down, get some chunkier kind of material, shredded bark, that kind of stuff that's not going to wash away very easily, and put that down on the ground and then cover it all up with the plastic mulch. Seal the mulch well. It'll help and it won't hinder you next year when you're pulling out more of that gout weed as it pops up in the spring.
Here's another question. Dan from Stowe called in.
We have a raised bed garden that we have just put in this year, and we've filled it with compost, cow manure, topsoil, and peat moss. We're finding that our plants are yellowing and not growing very well, and we're wondering what we can do and what we might have done wrong.
Yes. So, Dan, it sounds like that soil mix that you put in there, especially if you put a lot of topsoil in, it might have gotten too heavy. And heavy soil is a problem with young seedlings because they just don't have strong roots. So what I would suggest is if it seems like the soil is heavy, you know, you put your hand in, it's hard to put your hand down into the soil, mix in a little potting soil. Mix that in around the plants and mix it into the soil and then fertilize with a high nitrogen fertilizer like a fish emulsion, for example, or a compost tea or a worm poop tea. Something that's going to have soluble nitrogen that's really easy for the plants to take up. That will boost them along, and once the plants get bigger, they'll be able to deal with your heavy soil.
I have the same problem in my raised bed, so I will definitely try some fish emulsion. Charlie, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.